This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Golfers Warehouse.
On the road with my soul.
Other than the deep ball, I think he's getting confused a few times with coverage. That might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter on Sundays hitting them.
That is Bruce Arians. Wiggy, is he that big of a jackass that he keeps throwing Tom Brady under the bus like that?
Clearly he is.
He's saying a guy with the greatest quarterback ever, arguably, with 20 years worth of game experience behind him, is getting confused by coverage? What's wrong with him?
Here we are in week 12, and this all started in week 1. Think about this. Remember, this first started after the New Orleans game when they had some situations like when they played against the Saints and they lost that game. And here we are, you know, 12 weeks later, and he's basically saying Brady doesn't understand the coverages, or at least in practice he sees them, but in the games he can't see them. I mean,
Tom Brady must be infuriated every time he hears that.
He's never been in this situation before where he's had his head coach basically throw him under the bus about how he's not understanding what's going on in the game. He can't read certain coverages. He doesn't have a grasp of the playbook. I mean, think about that. You're talking about Tom Brady.
He's just a jackass.
Here's a realistic scenario. Brady, after this year, decides, I'm coming back to New England for one more year. Bring Gronk with me. Get Edelman to play and just do it. Just admit that we made a mistake. Belichick trades whatever he needs, Stidham and a pick to Tampa, Brady back here for one more year.
I don't know that Bill Belichick would do that. Maybe Tom Brady would come back if Josh McDaniels were the head coach here.
Ooh.
Maybe.
They're going to trade bro Stidham to the Bucks.
Wiggy is going to tell you that if Brady's back, he's backing up Cam Newton.
Brady, I don't think Bill would want Brady back.
After what's happened this year?
I don't think so. I think he would want to... He would want to just continue to try to figure it out his own way, because he knows that Brady's only coming back for, what, 1 year?
How many more years are you going to get from Cam Newton outside of next year?
But I don't even think he's looking at, even if it's Cam, he's still looking next year, the year after that, the year after that, the year after that.
Right, you can get a guy ready behind Brady who's more of a prototypical quarterback than Cam is.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Don't you think it's more likely that at the end of the season, Tom Brady gets Bruce Arians fired?
Yeah, definitely. Bruce
100%
is gone.
But I will say this: Tom Brady, on a much different level, a guy who was hosting Overnight Tonight, said some things that were pretty bad about Tom Brady's family member, and Tom wanted no part of him being fired from his position at WEEI.
Yeah,
there's something about his legacy that he doesn't want to be seen as this vindictive guy.
Yeah, but he's gonna do that. It's all gonna be subterfuge. He's gonna do that behind the scenes.
And Brady's changed.
Right.
Read the new Laird column. We have not seen this. A guy who tries to create super teams. He takes shortcuts. He's not shaking hands after games. This is a bizarro world, Brady.
Oh, can we get into the shaking hands thing? Everybody on Twitter yesterday was saying, if this were another quarterback, it'd be a big deal.
It would be.
It was the top story in the country yesterday.
They would be dragged, Curtis, as Wiggy
Tom Brady was dragged. If you watched any of the TV shows across the country yesterday, he was dragged.
I think the thing is, right, if how many years is Brady going to play, right? How many years is Brady play?
Four more, according to Alex Guerrero.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say he plays, you know, three more years, right? Those years will probably be in Tampa Bay, and it's going to be now who becomes the guy that is the next guy there for Brady to work with and have a good relationship with and know that this guy's not going to throw him under the bus.
Billy O'Brien.
No.
I mean, Wiggy, you know better than any of us, even Curtis. Do you think Tom Brady is confused by coverage on Sundays?
No, he's not confused by coverages. And I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to do too much. We've seen Brady get in that position before when he was here in New England, trying to especially throwing the ball downfield. Like, you know, that's never been his strong point of being a deep down the field thrower. But Bruce Arians' offense, it's about throwing the ball deep. I mean, think about how many times he just forces the ball downfield to Mike Evans, and most of the time it's incomplete.
After the game, we heard the shots that Arians took at Brady, Greg, and then the press conference yesterday, that was the audio from that.
Yeah.
Arians had another radio show last night. Per Pro Football Talk, he said, it's just a matter every week if our quarterback plays well or not. He went on to say that their pass blocking was really, really good. I mean, that is three occasions since the game. Separately,
he is completely throwing him under the bus week after week.
It's like you and right. Fourier.
There's no way Tom is not sitting there and going, man, what did I get myself into? What did I get myself into with this guy?
This is David. Hello, David.
Good morning, everyone. Danielle, happy Thanksgiving for all.
Same to you.
I think it's just a matter of time that Bruce will be fired. And part of the reason, obviously, what he's doing, but I don't think, honestly, I don't believe he wanted Tom Brady on his team. And this is why every chance he has, he's throwing him under the bus. I think he was against it. I think it was against his will that Tom Brady came onto the team. Yes, we all know the legacy of Tom Brady. We love Tom Brady. But deep down inside, I don't believe he wanted him.
He was pursuing him, David. The whole offseason, he was talking about him. He was tampering. He was saying how much he wanted Tom Brady in Tampa.
Yeah.
But then why is he doing what he's doing? And Curtis, one thing I agree with you 100%, Billy O'Brien will be the next Buccaneers coach sooner than we think.
Mm. See, I wonder when Brady looks at this, right? They had this relationship beforehand, and, you know, but Bruce Arians' personality of just constantly throwing Tom under the bus, there's no way that Tom likes that. There's
but
no way.
That,
not.
That's what he does, though. That's his thing, right? He does that with everybody, right? It's not.
I don't hear him talking about other players like that.
But isn't that kind of what he's like? Isn't that his reputation? Is that he, you know, I call it like I see it, and I call my players out when I need to call my players out.
We have Tom Brady over the weekend disputing Wiggy, saying that this bothers Brady. This is him with Willie McGinnis on NFL Network.
Belichick, Bruce Arians, polar opposites. How's that been?
Working with BA has been really great for me in a very different way. You know, he's very tough on you when things aren't the way that they need to be.
We had a miscommunication between him and Mike. Mike read it right, and the other one was a screen pass with an outlet called, and it was a pick six. Bad decision.
There's nothing about me or my game that's infallible, you know. I'm a player like everybody else, so I'm trying to be coached, and I think the team has very high expectations for me. When I don't meet those, he should be pissed at me, you know. That's just rightfully so, and there's probably nobody more pissed than myself, but when you hear it from your coach, too, you know, it does motivate you.
No, all right.
You believe that? Come on, man. Come on, you believe that? It's one thing when you know that you are wrong, right? So on that screen pass that he's talking about, all right, he knew that, Brady was wrong on that one. But the one that he's talking about to Mike Evans, Brady was right. He read it right. So yeah, I don't think that Tom Brady's going, well, wait a second, you're throwing me under the bus when clearly I was in the right, because Bruce Arians came back after that and goes, oh, well, Brady was actually right. Mike Evans read it wrong. There's no way Tom likes that. I don't care what anybody says. As a former player, you don't want your coach throwing you under the bus.
And that's one thing that Bill would not do.
No, never.
No, he'd just leak it to Wickersham for a story.
There's no way. And I, yeah, the Bruce won't be there next year. Question is, who will be there?
You think if you had to call it right now, you'd say that Bruce Arians is gone.
Yep.
And that Tom Brady is the GM, and he has a new head coach.
Yeah, and I don't know who that guy is. I know that maybe
it's probably Josh McDaniels.
But Christian told us that they didn't get along here in New England. Now, why would Josh go to Tampa Bay and work with Brady if Tom didn't? One of the reasons why Tom wanted out of New England because Josh didn't give him the ability to kind of do what he wanted to do.
If I'm McDaniels, I don't want any part of that. The pressure to go down there and win in year one with a new regime, that is a lot of pressure on whoever takes that job.
Yeah.
I could see Byron Leftwich, them elevating him maybe to head coach.
This is Rick. Hello, Rick.
How you doing?
What's up, Rick?
Rick?
I just wanted to touch on the Tom Brady issue real quick just because I heard that interview and it actually cracked me up. But when has Tom ever said anything in the press that's going to hurt him? I mean, he's the Derek Jeter type. He's not going to say or do anything that's going to hurt him in the media. Whether he's mad at BA or not, you'll never find out.
Yeah.
Same as Belichick. You'll never hear a bad word out of him. He's been coached. He's been primed. And you won't find out about this until the end of the season.
But he has to be steaming. When Bruce Arians continues...
Of course he's steaming. But he's never going to let anybody know that.
Yeah.
Do you know who's steaming this morning?
Who?
Giselle.
Giselle is probably steaming.
I mean, she's, you know, went on Tom versus Time and said all he wants to do is be appreciated and have fun. Now he's in Tampa and this idiot is out there ripping every mistake he makes.
Is the house down there big enough so that Giselle and AB don't ever have to run into each other? Like, is she down making breakfast and AB walks in the morning?
I have a feeling that AB's kind of loud. Like, there's music going on.
Do you want a bag of dicks this morning, Antonio?
All right.
Do you want maple syrup?
That's a drop.
By the way, speaking of breakfast, how come Mrs. Wiggins doesn't make you breakfast anymore during the show, Wiggy, while you're on quarantine? Is that because you're sick and she doesn't want to get sick?
Oh, she made me grilled ham and cheese yesterday.
She did?
Yeah. You didn't give her the grilled cheese face yet today.
Did you dip that in maple syrup too? Or
I did
just
dip
regular
it in maple syrup.
So you dip grilled ham and cheese in maple syrup also?
Yes.
Ugh.
You're nasty.
Gross.
No, you guys, you're missing it. You're missing it.
All right. We're going to talk with Christian Fourier at 8:30 on today's show. Right now, Ken Laird and What is Trending.
The Real Postgame Show with Ordway, Diassi, and Smirlis this Sunday after the Pats game. Now here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up 48-ounce cartons of Friendly's ice cream for just $1.95, limit 2 per customer. Got to hurry, digital coupon offer only valid through tomorrow, November 26th. Quick Celtics note, that Gordon Hayward signing not official yet in Charlotte. What's going on there?
I saw that. They must be dotting the I's and crossing the T's, Ken.
Or is it a medical issue, which could blow
that
whole thing
up? Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
He's gone. There's no way he'll come back here. But still, interesting to note. Forced college football playoff ranking out last night. Alabama number one. Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State to follow that. We have college hoops today. College basketball starts across the country today. Aren't BC in action, Curtis? I think they are in action.
9:15 tonight.
And what is your guess when it comes to March Madness? They're talking about one location, all the games, one location, and maybe some fans. Do you think that happens?
I think so. By March, we should be looking pretty good.
That would be awesome. Hopefully. In Indiana, you have all the games in one place, centrally located.
Yeah, just one. You're going to have teams that are playing at 3 a.m. or whatever. But, that would be, and there'd be limited tickets. So imagine what those would go for.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Patriots practice 12:35 this morning, this afternoon, I should say. Arizona at New England Sunday, 1 o'clock on Fox. Cardinals a 2.5-point favorite. Rex Burkhead confirming on social media yesterday he is done for the year. Torn ACL is the rumor. Thanksgiving games, not real good. 12:30, Texans at Lions. 4:30, Washington at Dallas. Good one at night with Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pro Football Hall of Fame class down to 25 candidates, 6 with New England ties. Rodney Harrison and Richard Seymour among those. And the Revs, a big 2-0. I said 2-0 last hour and got mocked on social media.
Oh, yeah.
A big 2-0 shutout of the Philadelphia Union.
Come on.
What's wrong with you?
The Revs are into the Eastern Conference semis.
Oh, is it amateur hour around here? It's nil. It's always nil.
Mail it in Wednesday. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
No more lockdown. No more government overreach.
No more fascist bullies disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more Imperial College scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown, no more pulling the wool over our eyes.
The great Van Morrison, and would you guess that that song, that protest song, has the same effect, Ken, as Blowing in the Wind or something like that, or F the Police? I mean,
at
is that
Thanksgiving bash tomorrow?
Hell no!
Yeah, I think it does.
Man, you must be out your damn mind.
Is that what turns the tide? A great protest song in history has affected the political leaders of this country.
It's the official anthem of Newsmax. It was just announced.
Well, when the president wasn't tweeting at Randy Quaid yesterday,
bizarre.
He was tweeting Newsmax polls, which showed overwhelmingly that the country would like for they believe that he was robbed of this election. So.
Oh, no bias in that poll whatsoever. No, at all. No. Newsmax.
This is not going to end well.
I went Drudge. I got almost 90% of the vote.
But I have to say, the hysteria that overcomes the White House press pool when he doesn't answer the questions that they believe he needs to answer is quality entertainment.
Well, that was an odd moment yesterday during that press conference when he just came out and talked about the stock market and then left. are we going to get to that during the news, Danielle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to
that. All right. Christian Fourier is going to join us coming up at 8:30 this morning. So we'll talk to Fourier about football and other things, Thanksgiving and all the rest of that stuff.
Can we talk about Thanksgiving-related social media posts? Because I'm having an issue with some of the comments, and it's kind of infuriating me a little bit.
Sure.
A-Rod posted a photo of his dog, Lady, and J-Lo in the background on an Hermes blanket on what appears to be a private jet.
Okay.
And the caption reads, "Lady is definitely ready for Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for and are excited to be heading home to spend time with family. What are your holiday plans?"
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Seemingly innocent post. Uh-huh. I don't think the comment section went the way that A-Rod thought it would.
Well, what is he getting dragged for that?
He's getting completely dragged, and it's almost as though these people don't realize how much J-Lo and A-Rod are worth collectively. There's so much wealth shaming in the comments, and like, I get it. We're in the middle of a pandemic. People have lost their jobs. People are struggling to feed their families. I totally understand that. But you're on Instagram following A-Rod, scrolling through these posts, and the comments, okay, here's a couple. Let me read a couple of the comments here. One person replied, "My plans? Stay home, you know. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and however, we don't have a private jet." Like, are these people under the impression that J-Lo and A-Rod are flying commercial, ever?
Right.
Well, you know, this is similar to the plant thing that you were talking about the other
right.
day.
It is. I'm working overtime in the ICU trying to save people. That's what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
People are struggling because of the economy, are not having a happy Thanksgiving. This is a disgusting display of wealth at a time when a lot of people stand in line at food banks to feed their families this year.
I will never understand this, Danielle, why people can't just scroll past something.
Right.
You are choosing to follow Alex Rodriguez on a social media platform.
Right.
You are asking by following him to see about his life and what he's doing. And right. then you're outraged when he says that he's a rich guy and he's doing something.
It's virtue signaling. We're in the comments like, we're doing all the right things. You're traveling. It's like he's traveling with his family. They've probably been co-bubbled. I'm sure they're abiding by the CDC regulations. It's like, I get it. it sucks for a lot of people right now. But just because you can't do it, you leaving a comment, this is like my unfollow thing, like when people make the dramatic, like, oh my God, I can't believe you posted a picture of J-Lo on a private jet, unfollowing. Go ahead, Sheila. A-Rod doesn't give a crap that you're unfollowing him, and he also doesn't give a crap that you think he's being tone deaf for posting a photo.
Who cares?
I don't care about the photo, but did he really ask, what are your holiday plans? Is that a sick joke?
What do you mean?
It's like you coming in today and saying, I have symptoms. What's the protocol? Like,
no,
are you just trying to get a rise out of me?
I mean, no, Ken, I said I had a stuffy nose, which I do have, and which Danielle has.
Yeah, I have sniffles today.
And she and I both suffer from allergies. So I was asking, out of an abundance of caution, what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you basically
quarantine for 14 days.
Should I have stayed home when you just showed up at work? Like, that cat is out of the bag, my friend.
I mean, God, you know.
The problem, Danielle, is that the problem is that people, like, if you follow an A-Rod and J-Lo, that's the world that they live in. The same way Beyonce and Jay-Z, like Kim Kardashian, like, that's
Cardi
a different world. Yeah, they live in a different world.
Just like Leon.
And if you, that's the world Glenn. That they live in. They don't live in the normal world like everybody else lives in.
Yeah, will not be in a roller coaster. But the same thing happened with Kim Kardashian, or all of them, when they went on that birthday trip or whatever it was a month ago. I mean, are they supposed to act like they're struggling financially because other people are?
But you don't have to shame poor people by asking what your holiday plans are.
Really, what are you smoking?
I don't think he's shaming anybody.
I mean, come on. What kind of question is that? What are your holiday plans?
In what world is that offensive?
He's getting interaction and metrics on an Instagram post. That's literally all. Do you think A-Rod is scrolling through the comments, actually reading what these people are doing for Thanksgiving? Right. No.
Sup, poor people? What are you guys doing?
Hey, poors.
It's like me asking Curtis what he's drinking for Thanksgiving. I mean,
God, it's not the same thing. It's literally the opposite.
It's not the same thing at all.
What are you talking about?
What are your holiday plans? I mean, you're shaming poor people.
No, he's probably just wanting to interact with his fans, and, you know, there are probably some people who are actually going to. Oh, I'm looking to go to my aunt's house or whatever. And you get when you live in that world, man, it's not real life. And
no, it's not.
Luckily for him, guess what? He can enjoy and live in fantasy land because he has that type of bread to do it.
This is peak 2020. We on a Boston sports radio station are defending Alex Rodriguez.
I know, right? Go figure.
Yes.
This one. Everyone knows you're not starving Jenny from the block anymore. Not necessary, especially during this time. Where is the humility?
At Ken Laird.
But I follow you and I comment how much I love you on every other single post you make. And now this is the thing that sucks about it is that this has gone. There are several media outlets who have picked up on this outrage and written pieces about it. So those are floating around and being shared online. So now everyone's going to the post to leave a shaming comment. Like if I were A-Rod, I would either turn off commenting or just delete it.
But obviously when it comes to Ken, he's bothered by this. You're bothered that he's trying to interact with his fans by posting a picture on a private jet during a global pandemic. That's
what about the pilots on the jet? They're working. What about anyone that works at Signature Flight Support? They're working.
What about the emails?
It's all fine until he asks, what are your holiday plans? That's when it goes terribly off the rails.
Social media. Will you stop?
Would you say A-Rod is your turkey of the year, Ken? You can put a nominee in.
Yes.
I mean, Wiggy lost weight. It's like if he asked you, Greg, about your waistline. Like, how's the belly doing? I mean,
that's really the whole motive of the show, isn't it?
The answer is pretty good. It's getting bigger and bigger every moment.
Wiggy looks great.
Back on that Peloton.
It's going to be bigger after tomorrow, I can tell you that much. After third Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. Thanksgiving sandwich. Open-faced Thanksgiving sandwich.
We all wish we were on a jet getting ready to go to wherever the hell they were going for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to do. I mean, I guess.
Just not post. That's the thing. It's like you just can't post. And I fear that, like, I look at that sometimes even with, I mean, when I post is pretty innocuous. It's mostly like squirrels and animals and stuff. But you have to think so many steps forward in that, like, okay, what's this? What is the possibility of one person potentially thinking this? And what's my defense comment going to be?
It's like one person.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. No, he should just post, and if they don't like it, he should tell them to kick rocks. So what? Yeah, this is the life I live. You know what? You're jealous, you can't live it. That's all it is. That's the only reason why people are tripping is because they can't live that lifestyle.
Here's Manny. Hello, Manny.
Hey, I'm kind of glad that Alex Rodriguez got dragged and people were putting comments like that. because those are the same people, Alex and Jalen, to tell you to vote for Biden and all this socialist program. So that you get what you get. There you go.
Oh, we're getting their money.
By the way, Manny, do we have a regular caller photo of you?
For the
video feed? Yes, you are. You're a regular caller. Ooh.
Ish.
Oh.
It sounds like Manny might be in some kind of witness protection program
might
or
be
something
criminal.
Like that.
Uh-oh.
He's got a couple cases pending.
This is Todd from Cambridge. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, Danielle, quick side question. I've been feeding the squirrels in my backyard for months now. Now they're so fat they can barely climb trees. I don't know if that's good or bad. But
that's
anyways,
okay. They're going to bulk up for the winter, bud. It's fine.
Okay. But they can't reach your desk. But anyways, when I hear the comments like this about A-Rod and J-Lo, my only thought is, you know, envy of the rich will rot your soul just as quick as neglecting the poor. They're no better or no worse. They're just on the opposite side. Happy Thanksgiving,
yeah.
guys.
Same to you.
Yeah.
Instead of posting, why don't you post you feeding the poor, giving out turkeys and food? No good, all that money and don't give back. And this is what I love, because if they had posted a photo of them volunteering to give out meals on Thanksgiving, they would somehow get dragged for that too.
Well, I saw yesterday, to use Wiggy's word, I saw yesterday that Elon Musk got dragged for how much he's given to charity, which is $100 million.
Well, when you're now tied with Bill Gates for second richest billionaire,
right.
that's a drop in the bucket, Greg. It's right. not
but,
enough.
But there were like two full pieces on how shameful it is that Elon Musk has only given $100 million to charity.
Guess what? It's none of your business how much anyone gives to charity. It would be great if people donated tons of money and people like Warren Buffett saying to their kids, you're not getting anything, I'm giving all my money to charity. But if they don't, they don't.
Right.
Creating news articles and putting opinion pieces on, Refinery 29 and Vice is not going to change. You're not going to shame Elon Musk into giving more money.
I get it.
It's not much when it comes to his entire net worth, but it is what it is. It's like when we have these
Wait. $100 million is not much
compared to what's he worth? How many billion is he worth?
$129 billion is somewhere what he's worth. But why
should fraction?
Should he give?
But why should he have to give?
Right.
But why should he have to give anything? What if the guy's worth $400 billion? Why does he have to give anything if he doesn't want to?
What's he gonna do with the 400?
It doesn't matter.
It's none of your business,
right? Just
he'll
because
it's his company.
See, I never really understood that when people go because you have a ton of money, they instantly think you should give back. Well, maybe some people don't want to give back or don't want to give to certain causes. Don't want to give. They might just want to keep their wealth in their family. Just because you
maybe
got a ton
maybe give to
of
the Clinton Foundation to pay for a wedding. We don't know.
Just because you got a ton of money doesn't mean you got to give anything.
So $380 billion is not enough to keep in the family. You want to keep the whole $400 billion.
So is that what Elon Musk is worth now? $380 billion?
No, I think it's like $129 billion.
Look it up, Curtis.
I read the story yesterday. He just surpassed Bill Gates at like 127. Bill Gates is at 122.
Okay.
Or 127.5. Yeah. And Bill Gates would be much richer, but he's given $30 billion away in his lifetime.
So that's the comparison, is that Bill Gates has given $30 billion away.
Right.
That's for the test program.
I have to say, though, it bothers me to do this, but I partially agree with Ken. If you're worth that amount of money and you only give $100 million, that is obscene. You have $120 billion, more than most countries or some countries' GDP, and you only give $100 million to charity, that is an ego at play.
You know, by the way, net worth, a texter is pointing out for everybody, net worth is not cash.
Right. Like,
it's not liquid.
And Elon Musk is he does not have a lot of liquid cash. His net worth is based solely on the Tesla. Tesla stock.
He's got Tesla stock.
Why is it, Greg, that because you got money, you have to give to
I think most people do. I think most people who have money, they give a lot. But
if they don't, why are you considered, looked at in a, not a bad person, but you're looked at as, you just look down upon.
If Einstein didn't apply himself in mathematics, then the world would be a lesser place. He was born with a gift that he utilized to help the world. If you are born with something that you greatly benefit and profit from, if there's a part of sort of human role that you should be sharing some of that with society.
Yeah, but if you created this wealth over time and you've created it, doesn't mean you have to give back to anything.
Should Ebenezer Scrooge have given Bob Cratchit the holiday bonus?
Wait. Should have given him that turkey.
You probably can't. That can't be viewed anymore on television, Ken. It's probably inappropriate.
Why?
Well, because Scrooge was, he was a rich guy, wealthy guy, and we need to shame him. Danielle, by the way, speaking of Teslas,
yes.
Texter wants to know if you know that they have a dog mode that you can activate when you run into the store and leave your pet in the Tesla.
I am here for
you're
this.
Here for that.
I'm here.
You're here for
it.
The dog mode.
I'm here for dog mode.
Let's see. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bill. Same to you, Bill.
Same to you.
Thanks. I'm going to go drinking in the woods because the bars are closed.
Yes, nice. Good idea.
Because of social media, what happens, everyone can comment on everybody, and that's what's feeding the cancel culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody can give their 2 cents.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the past, you know, J-Lo and A-Rod were flying on private jets and nobody knew about it, I guess. Right. I mean, I don't know.
Like, what'd you think they were doing? Getting on Southwest with a cattle call?
Right.
They're in group three. They're crowding the boarding gate.
Ooh, like, and just, go ahead.
I can't deal with the charity shaming stuff because not only is it how much you give, but it's what you do. Like, so for instance, from a personal experience, I do a lot with animals. So I talk about it because animals don't have a voice. So I need to drive fundraising dollars to the work that I do with animals. And people automatically assume that I only help animals and don't care about people. I don't like people, but I donate to plenty of causes when my friends are doing 5Ks or doing fundraisers. I donate all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't sit there and post and be like, I just donated to the Parkinson's Foundation for Sean Thornton's Foundation. Like, I do it quietly to do it. And they're like, well, you never help people. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't publicize it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't happen in the background. So, stop.
No, I mean, I guess, Curtis, what do you think would be, in your mind, what is fair for Elon Musk to give?
Not $100 million.
His left arm.
So it should be half
a billion, 2 billion,
half a billion,
a billion.
I would say $1 billion, and then let that keep folding over and invest it, and it'll be a lot of money. Hire somebody to raise money for the fund and invest it properly, and let it grow and give it to good causes. That would be
like the Biden Foundation.
I mean, there is a difference between telling someone what to do with their money and commenting on what a public figure decides to do. When people don't give, you judge. When people give, you judge. I mean, that's what the world's
about. You shouldn't judge whether or not they give or they don't. I mean, if they want to give, it's their decision. I mean,
it's not their decision?
Right, but you shouldn't be judging if they don't or if they do. It's not your business.
You don't
and who
judge
determines
people?
What's appropriate?
I don't
what
judge
level,
people,
like what percentage?
Right, I don't judge people on what they give or what they do,
okay, so
or what causes they give to. You know, I don't judge people. Danielle gives to animals. I don't look at her and go, well, why don't you give to humans?
Well, Wiggy, you experience judgment on this show by the people that are fraudulent right now, which would be Greg Hill and Danielle Murr, because you discussed how you tip, and they judged you based on how you tip.
Right, but I'm saying I don't personally.
I was taking your side here. I'm telling that Greg and Danielle are fraudulent on this because
it's not fraudulent. It's the way he tips.
Right.
Who are you to tell another man how to spend his money?
That is true, Curtis.
I think it's having been a server in my early years when I was working part-time on the radio and waiting tables at Bullfinch's in Sudbury, Massachusetts. I don't think it's fair to penalize a server because something happens that you don't like in the kitchen.
Well,
so that was bothersome to me.
Okay, but it's not for you to tell others how to spend their money according to the logic you're applying to this conversation.
But I don't think charity or philanthropy or donations as such can be equated with a socially accepted tipping model that exists in society. I don't think you're making a parallel comparison here.
I think that you judge others based on how they live their life and all elements of their life. So
I judge you based on how you live your life.
Anyway.
I judge all right. Pudge.
All right. Yes. Well, anyway, I don't think it was right for A-Rod to be dragged for that. And I don't think it was right for Elon Musk to be criticized for giving $100 million to charity. We are going to get to Danielle and the news coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Here's your news story.
The news.
Confronted Fisher in the backyard of his home. Next page.
With your host,
hello,
Danielle Murr.
What would you do if you lost your sense of taste?
Lose 40 pounds?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We're not breaking any news here, Curtis.
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations that you can visit, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can go online at northeastmenshealth.com to learn more.
I got very excited yesterday because I got an alert on my phone that said that the president was going to a live briefing at the White House. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, maybe he's going to concede. Maybe he's going to talk about some COVID-related stuff. What is it? And I tuned in, and it was like the quickest press conference ever. It was so bizarre. Huge uh-huh. letdown. We actually pulled some of the sound from afterward, but he basically spent a little over a minute talking about COVID vaccines, the Dow going over 30,000, and then he was asked if he was going to concede and gave, like, no answer, left the room, and then all the reporters were just baffled. So here's how the press room sounded.
Everybody, thank you.
Well, he'll take questions at some point, don't you think, Curtis?
No.
If I were Donald Trump, I would have stopped him in their tracks and said, oh, what's the best interest of the country? How about a Russian hoax that you've been propagating for the last 4 years?
No, you're still triggered.
Idiots.
He really is.
Still triggered.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, which yes. is incredible, yes. and many people are visiting loved ones, but a lot of people are going to be staying home as well, and Governor Baker wants you to know that staying home really is going to be the safest bet.
The data on this one's pretty clear. Spending a lot of time indoors with many family and friends is exactly how the virus spreads.
By the way, that's excuse me. That is the best Baker meme, the one that Jake just put up on the video
that
stream.
Is fantastic.
That is the best one that's out there, but there are a lot of good ones.
Yes. There are.
Now, what are you doing? It's just you and your mom?
Just me and mom.
Ken, what are you doing? Just you and your wife and your daughter?
Correct.
Separate rooms?
Separate
tables?
Is your daughter allowed to sit at the same table with you?
Of course.
Okay. Plexiglass?
All right. Wiggy, what do you guys think? You're going to be separate because you're ill, right? I mean, you're
Yeah, we will be, but we'll be here.
You're going to be at the COVID table, you and your son.
Yeah, my son and I will be at the COVID table.
Okay. Curtis?
Everybody else will be at the adult table.
Annual Chuck E. Cheese Thanksgiving.
Nice. No beer for you, though.
Yeah, no, please, don't. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, well, what else is going on, Danielle?
Earlier this week, we talked about the Ashburnham spitter, the man that approached yes. a couple of women sitting on the trail who evidently were not wearing masks. So he got upset about that, accosted them verbally, and then spit at them saying that he had COVID. Well, it seems as though that individual has been arrested. He's been identified as 71-year-old Hale Powell of Westford.
71?
71.
And he's out in the woods.
He's ornery.
Yelling at people who don't have a mask on. And mm-hmm. spitting at them. That's
Correct.
Nice. Sounds like a nice guy.
He's been charged with a false threat of a biological agent. Keep that one in the back of your mind, as well as assault and battery. And this is the police chief in Ashburnham, Loring Barrett Jr.
Let's just say that it was no surprise. He was not surprised upon our arrival this morning to speak to him. And he did make some statements that he was in that location. We're dealing with different times right now, and a lot of people are under a lot of different stress for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does not give you an excuse to spit at someone who doesn't have a mask on. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there's a pants off fight, want to take a wild guess where it happened?
I would guess Florida.
Walmart.
Nope, Florida.
Florida.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Now, I feel this is almost a little fitting for the show since I mentioned the Wawa last time we spoke with Devin McCourty on the show. The Wawa is a New Jersey staple, but also has locations in Florida. And at one Wawa location, two men got into a fight. There's a video that surfaced online that went viral, and I know you love the viral videos, Greg. It's racked up almost 4 million views thus far. The whole reason the video became so popular is because while they were fighting, one of the guys lost his pants and they fell down during the fight.
I'm guessing no underwear.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of rear end exposed.
Okay. Yep.
So Darian Rollins was at this location when it happened, by the way, at 2 a.m. on Monday. Nothing good happens after 11 p.m. We know that according to your mom, Greg. And here's how the video sounds.
No, it's going down. Go ahead. Oh, what are we wilding? Oh, they wilding. His ass out.
Motherfucker!
I just want my sandwich. Let them boys do it. Let them boys do what they gotta do. Take them to the sky. Up top chicken box. Bro, pull out your pants, fam. You doing a stomp move. Yeah, you tripping, fam. Pull your pants up.
What were they fighting over? Food?
The last taquito?
Yeah,
it'd have to be. I love the person who does the commentary videotaping.
Yes.
They're always classic.
You just need someone screaming World Star in the background.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Video. Did you see the irrational fear out of Georgia this morning, Greg? The hammerhead worms?
No.
A growing number of gardeners, I guess, in Georgia are finding these worms, and it's this worm species that I guess no one has really spotted before. It looks like a very tiny version of a hammerhead shark. In fact, it looks in a way that people often confuse it with a snake. They can grow up to a foot in length. I guess it's a predator for the common earthworm, so it's creating problems for gardeners and farmers because earthworms are very beneficial to the ecosystem and they fertilize plants. But they're trying to figure out how they can control the population of these crazy hammerhead worms. And scientists say that if you encounter one of these, don't chop it up to exterminate it because they have the ability to regenerate a new head at the location of the cut. Jim Murphy is a UGA Agriculture Extension expert.
You can leave behind a bit, or if you have a piece cut off, it will remain there before developing its own head and being able to crawl away and be a fully grown worm within a period of only a few days.
What happened? Whatever happened to the murder wasps?
Murder hornets?
Murder hornets.
They think they found like one nest, and then other than that, they're still trying to track down the locations of these things.
Wasn't that another thing that everybody was going to die from in 2020? Was the murder hornets?
Correct.
So we don't have to worry.
We had 3 weeks to live.
Yeah.
Speaking of hammerhead, did you see the Greg Norman beach photo?
Yes, my goodness. The man was gifted with a...
He has a low net worth.
He does.
I mean, you must
packing.
Have... Did, so were you glued to that on the social media yesterday?
There's nothing more odd than just the D outline popping up a random photo like the John Hams of the world. As a guy... Because, I don't have one of those. As a guy, do you celebrate that moment? Are you like, yeah, that's right, or are you embarrassed?
I'm guessing that's why he posted it.
He did that.
Check out this bad boy.
The guy is well endowed. My lord. What a gift.
Yeah.
That never... Had anybody ever spoken about that? Like, any of the golf groupies ever said how gifted Greg Norman the shark was? Or
huge.
We didn't find out until that photo.
Where do you think he got his nickname, the shark, from?
That is unbelievable.
The great white.
Yeah. Like the shaft size is of his putter. Okay, what else?
Good lord. This is not really surprising to me, but I found it interesting. There's a new study out that shows that narcissists love the pandemic because when they're considered essential workers, they kind of get off on it because they consider themselves to be heroes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, frontline workers are heroes, right?
But it's not even just frontline workers. It's anyone that actually still has to go into a workplace.
Oh.
So anyone working in a physical location of a business anywhere, if they're a narcissist, they're like, I'm going to show this off. I'm working. I'm keeping everything open. This is all.
So it doesn't
matter
if you're working at a 7-Eleven
or an emergency room.
Or whatever.
Doesn't matter. Although you can get some wonderful deals with Shaw's and Star Market. And finally, this will outrage some people out there. And this goes even beyond the A-Rod J-Lo private jet shaming. They're doing an investigation in California into some fraud issues, and evidently Scott Peterson, who is on death row for the murder of his wife, Lacey Peterson, is getting unemployment benefits. They found that the state of California was sending jobless benefits to death row inmates because of COVID. Because of COVID. They approved a lot of these individuals for an unemployment debit card.
What a state.
Yep.
I mean, you think it's bad here? California is loon central, Ken. So you got guys on death row.
Collecting a check.
Who are getting stimulus checks.
Correct.
Right, because they can't work during COVID, and also they're in jail, so they can't work.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So are they going to take those back?
They're working on it.
They put it in his money, in his account, so he can use it in the canteen? Or,
They put it on his books.
He's getting some ramen. That's trade in prison. There are 9 district attorneys across California and a federal prosecutor that are looking into these fraud claims, essentially. And they're calling for Governor Newsom to intervene and stop unemployment being sent to individuals in prison.
He actually voted for Biden.
All right. By the way, Curtis. Greg Norman was born with a gift. He should give that away to everybody.
I'm sure it has around country clubs all over the South.
A lot of people have gotten it.
He should actually. This texter says he should be disqualified for carrying a 15th club.
Do you put a bow on that?
I thought Fitzy was in a tent.
Was he married to Chris Everett?
He was, I believe. Yeah.
That shows that eventually women are just like men. They get sick of it. Doesn't matter how well endowed you are. They get sick of you. It doesn't matter.
Guys with big pieces get lazy.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because they have a big piece, so they feel like they don't have to do any work anywhere
in life. All they got to do is lay there?
That's it. Or and not even just in the bedroom, in life. They're like, man, I get a big hog. No big deal.
Google it.
Guys with small pieces try harder.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be back momentarily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.